This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO chairman Dr. S. Somnath said that India's aspiration is to expand its contribution to the global space economy to the 10% in the next 10 years. Delivering the Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture 2024 on Indian Space Odyssey in the Research of New Frontiers in Akashvani Rang Bhavan, New Delhi yesterday, Dr. Somnath said that currently India's contribution to the global space economy is just 2% and the country wants to expand it. Our correspondent reports that ISRO chief emphasized that the need of the increased collaboration from the more stakeholders engaged in space sector. President Draupadi Murmu said that all doctors should dedicate a few years of their professional life in rural areas. Addressing the convocation ceremony in the University of Health Sciences and Ayush located at Nava Raipur, the president said that the states like Chhattisgarh have inexhaustible reserves for herbs. Early in that day, President Murmu attended the convocation ceremony of the Indian Institute of Technology, Bhilai. Speaking on the occasion, the president said that the tribal people are a storehouse of knowledge accumulated through natural lifestyle. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 115th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News and Air official mobile app. It will also be live streamed on YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will also broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Congress has released another list of 16 candidates for the upcoming Maharashtra Assembly polls. The party has nominated Sachin Sawant for Andheri West Assembly seat and Asif Zakaria for the Vandre West Assembly constituency. Earlier that day, Congress had announced the names of 23 candidates for the state assembly elections, and the deadline of the filing nomination for Maharashtra elections is Tuesday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with other union ministers and senior BJP leaders, will campaign with the ruling Mahayuti alliance in the upcoming Maharashtra Assembly elections. The BJP has released a list of 40 star campaigners, including Mr. Modi, union ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, Nitin Gadkari and Ashwini Vaishnaw, among others. Additionally, several BJP state chief ministers will join the campaign efforts. The government has issued the advisory to curb hoax bomb threats on social media platform and directed the social media intermediaries to promptly remove hoaxes, report threats and cooperate with the authorities. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology in a statement said that the social media intermediaries will adhere with the IT Act 2000, the IT Rules 2021 and Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023. The centre has appreciated the efforts of Punjab, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh and Delhi in reducing the cases of paddy stubble burning and advised them to work towards the Mission Zero of burning. An inter-ministerial meeting to address the issues of crop residue management was co-aired by the Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav in New Delhi. During the meeting, the ministers from the state governments informed about the actions they are taking to prevent paddy stubble burning. The air quality of Delhi has been categorized as poor by the Central Pollution Control Board. The CPCB has reported an air quality index of 283 in the national capital at 8 yesterday. India slammed Pakistan for raising the Kashmir issue in United Nations Security Council debate, calling it a despicable and mischievous provocation based on the tested tactic of spreading misinformation. During the debate, the India's permanent representative of the UN, Harish, said that it's strong right of reply against Pakistan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.